Okay. I'd like to call the cultural committee meeting to order. Time is 10:58 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Baker?
Here.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Here.
Congressman Mason? Congresswoman Stabler?
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt?
That's here. We have a quorum, and as stated during the session, Congressman Mason is out on medical issues with his wife. Congressman Baker, will you pray for us this morning, please?
Be a pleasure, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thoughts of Wakanda. They are what say of mine. Humpakai, Yadaha, Walaki, Dalcomba. Wajazi, Nikashi, Pake, the Wabaki Comba. Noni Kashi, Nikaja, Paski, Dake, the Wabaki Comba. Akita, Tonka, Pake, the Wabaki Comba. Heavenly Father, I want to ask you again to be here and give us the wisdom and knowledge and courage to do the right things for our nation. I'm going to ask you to forgive us of our shortcomings, our sins, and give us your blessing. And want you to bless all of our people and take care of their needs, whatever they may be. And want you to always look after the elders and the children and our service people, wherever they may be. And we just want to ask you all these things in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. next is approval of the minutes from yesterday.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the minutes for September 10th. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Minutes are approved. On our agenda, we have consideration of OSU 1848 Act providing appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,083,012 and to establish an alternate effective date. We're covering Section 21, Cultural Center, and Section 102, the Traditional Culture Advisors Committee. Today we have the Cultural Center Director, Addie Hudgens, with us, so we'll go over that. And then at the end, we will look over the Traditional Culture Advisors Committee budget. If you have any questions, I am going to call Norman Akers, who is the chair, if you have any questions and would like to discuss. Otherwise, we'll just review the budget. Okay. Good morning, Addie. Want to come have a seat with us, please?
Where do you want me?
Wherever. It appears closer or over there. Yeah. Anywhere you want. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll just kind of. I appreciate that you all, the cultural and language, have been supporting each other. And so we also have the headmaster for the immersion program and the language director, Van Bickhorst, in attendance with us, and the director of operations, Casey Johnson. And I'm going to specifically look for Jody now. Every time I do that, sure. See, one time I'm trying to.
Acknowledge her.
She's not here. Okay, so she was. So that's good. You all come. You work so closely together and supportive of one another. If there are any questions, I appreciate that. So we'll just do the same as we did yesterday. And if you want to open up with your look at your program plan. Okay.
I want to thank you for your time. The Cultural Center is a very busy place. We are a small staff we are doing big things. My staff is very hardworking and they are all very cultural grounded people. As you know, we offer cultural classes that teach our people how to make the various parts of our traditional clothing. We have a library that we are working to make more accessible and usable to the Osage constituency. We have our cultural trunk collection that has become very popular. In the past year, we've had over 30 presentations made across 5 states, reaching over 4,100 youth and adults. So it's really popular. The digitization project is still ongoing. We've built relationships with the Oklahoma Historical Society and the University of Oklahoma, and these relationships will give us the opportunity to utilize their equipment and their expertise. This year for FY19, we are already in the planning stages of the cultural encampment, formerly known as the Cultural Walk. This is the 10th year of this event. We decided to change it this year. It won't be called the Cultural Walk. It's going to be called the Cultural Encampment. That gives us an opportunity to make use of the land that we as a nation own, because it's going to be held on the Blue Stem Ranch. I felt like it was time to progress the event. We've done the thing on the Kansas border for 9 years. It's been great. I think everybody has a grasp on that now. I think it's time to move forward, progress it, and let's make use of the land that we have and come together as our people and do an encampment and do activities that we may have done at that time or, you know, what we do now. So that's kind of how we're planning that. And we're busy. We're staying busy.
I have one question. Okay. On the cultural trunk.
Yes.
I ran into a woman in Skytook. She was a history teacher at Skytook High School. And she started, you know, asking about Osage and things like that. So I was having a conversation with her, and she's just like, I love, you know, Oklahoma history, tribal history, things like that. So how would one, and so I kind of suggested, I mentioned you all and then talked about the trunks and things like that. So how would one request?
You contact myself or Herman Sleeper at our office. We have a form that they would fill out. There's a spot where they can pick which trunk they want. If they want more than one, they circle it. There's an option for 3 dates, just because I give them 3 choices. Just because we're so busy that sometimes we can't always meet that first request. You know, that date may already be filled because we stay booked six weeks in advance. So there's 3 options for a date and a time. They come to me, I schedule it, I get it on our calendar, and I assign it to somebody to go. And then I get back with them and say, hey, this is the date we've scheduled, this is when we're available, will that work for you? So, okay. Just simple as that.
Okay, and this is a revised?
Yes.
Okay.
The revision just shows where, in the first objective, where it talks about the cultural encampment, the revision, the original was still calling it the cultural walk, because that was just a decision we've recently made, and at the time that I first created this, it was called the cultural walk. So it's in the objective number 1, where I just changed it to encampment. And then the last objective, where it talks about the visitor center, I just kind of revised that statement.
So I hear it looks really nice still there.
Yes, I invite you guys all to come down and take a peek. It's moving along.
Congresswoman Stabler?
I'd just like to hear a little bit more about your classes and how they're doing and how enrollments are. Where are all your distributed?
We currently have classes in Pawhuska, Fairfax, and Hominy. And we've tried to do a little bit of live streaming on Facebook. We have made a couple of videos that we're able to send somebody that video or send them the link. And then, like, there's people, say, from California, you know, if they want to do that, we can send them the link, put them together, I think it's a moccasin video, so we can package them up, some moccasin stuff, and send it to them. So that's been pretty good. We offer weaving in all three places. I have three weaving teachers on contract. In the past, we've done classes like roach making or ribbon work that tend to be more tedious and take a longer period of time. So this fall, we're trying something different to where we do classes that take a shorter period of time, because then it keeps more interest and they, you know, you finish within one class or two classes, whereas those others are stretched out over a long period of time and people don't tend to want to commit to that. Enrollments are, all of our classes right now are currently full. We set a limit of 8 on some of them just because the space that we have is not that big. And that's, you know, if you have one person teaching, it's hard to, a lot of that stuff is one-on-one. You can't just get up in front of a class and say, we're going to do this. So a lot of it's one-on-one, so that person has to kind of jump around to help. And if you have more than 10 people, it gets very overwhelming. What else was I going to say? I had another thought come in my brain and it went away.
I know you all are very busy and, mm-hmm. and it's a great program, but and I'm assuming that if someone wants to learn how to make something that you're not offering a class in or something, will you help them with one-on-one instruction or
yes.
as much as you can?
As much as we can, or we could point them in the right direction to somebody who can help them.
That's
good.
Okay. Thank you. Congressman
Maker. Yes, you're doing a great job, Dan.
Thank you.
Really excited for everything. But my question is, how are you doing with the library? Get everything cataloged? And I know it's a big job, but
yes, it's
probably
is
in
a
progress.
Very big job.
But like if someone come down there, you know, wanting to look up some history.
We're in the process.
Okay.
In the past, we've had the IMLS grant, and we don't have that this year. I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and bring attention to it. We didn't apply for that this year just because it is more based on building the library, and I think we're built enough right now that we need to learn how to control what we have. So what we did with the grant that we received last year was we purchased a cataloging software. So we're in the process of getting all that information put in, barcodes on all the books. The one thing that they didn't tell me when we got the software was that we had to have patron numbers, so I'm in the process of getting that. That way we can check in and out books. So that's what we're hoping for. The space is limited because, like I said, we've been ordering and ordering and ordering books, buying and buying and buying books, which is a good thing, but now it's like, where are we gonna put them? So we're running out of space for the library.
Okay, is the visitor center on a different budget, or is it part of
the visitor center is on a different budget. It is included in our objectives just because we have been helping to get it to a place where it can, where it needs a budget.
Uh-huh.
So it is up for a budget this year. I think it's in a different committee meeting in the Commerce, Land, and Gaming.
Oh, is it?
It's up tomorrow.
Okay.
I
will hold my questions to that.
Okay,
tomorrow.
It's objective number 6.
Okay. I'll hold my questions till tomorrow if that's the case.
I have one question about LaFlesh recordings. Mm-hmm. Are those to the point where you can come in and send it or not?
I believe Dr. Hunter has a procedure for that.
But is that, are you all housing that and you're in charge of that, or is that with her?
I think it's both of us.
Okay.
You have access in both places,
but
there is a very thorough process with that.
You
have to be OSAGE. You can't take your phone in. You can't take any kind of devices in to record, or you can have a pen and a piece of paper.
Pat down?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And Dr. Hunter's office made those.
Right. With the
yes.
Traditional Cultural Advisors
yes.
Committee.
Yes.
So I was just that's what I was just, I guess, wondering. Like, I would go to your office?
Yes.
To do that, though?
Yes, you could.
Okay, through that process. All right. Okay, any other questions right here? Otherwise, we'll move on to the vote. Congressman Fox.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to express gratitude. Over the last 2 years, I've been able to meet with members of your department, Jen Tiger, John Horse Chief, in Texas, California, Southern California, and Northern California. Thank you for taking our culture to our people.
Thank you.
It's meeting them at their level and taking it to them, and I appreciate that. You're doing a good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you guys, I'm looking, and if you want me to move somewhere else, then. Congressman Big Horse?
Yeah. Ms. Hudgens,
yes,
I noticed, of course, you know, most every program has a federal budget. Have you heard anything about your funding through the...
Ours is all 100% tribal.
100% tribal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Remind me that what the contractors were?
Some of the contractors are teachers, instructors, like our weaving instructors are on contract. I know you see the specialty teachers. That's more like if I bring in somebody that's just gonna teach a one-time class, whereas the contract teachers are long-term. And then, you know, if we want to bring in somebody to contract to help us with the library, if we want those kinds of things. More professional fees, I guess, would be instead of contractors.
Congressman Maker.
Yeah, would that be like, say, for instance, someone wanted to come down and do a presentation and of Osage history, like say Dr. Bailey or Mr. Duncan from St. Louis,
him. Yeah, we could do a contractor. We also have the lecture line item, so then we could give him a honorarium and then provide whatever kind of, you know, food, drink.
Great.
Okay, anything else? Abby, do you have anything you want to add?
Yes. The Constitution says the Osage people have the inherent right to preserve and foster their historic linguistic and cultural life ways. The Osage Nation shall protect and promote the language, culture, and traditional ways of the Osage people. I take that very personally. It is our responsibility to protect this way of life. And I think it is very important for us to share our culture and history and accurate culture and history of ourselves. We should not let somebody else do it for us, but it is even more important for us to protect it. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay, well.
For motion.
Motion?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Motion to approve sections 21, sections 102, ONCA 18-48. The do pass.
Can you restate that to only include section 21 at this time, because we still have to go over the other budget.
Yes, correction to section 21, cultural center.
Okay. Is there some motion?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Discussion? All those in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no? Okay, thank you, Addie. I appreciate it. Okay, so I'm gonna pull up. Thank you, Mr. Webb and Big Horse for being here also and you all supporting one another. Thank you, Jody. I was calling on you and then you, I was like, dang it, the one time I was like, where, I left her behind that podium again.
Thank you guys, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, see you guys later.
Is there anyone here to represent the
what was I?
Advisor? The cultural advisors.
Yeah, that's what I stated at the beginning. If you will look over the budget,
okay.
If you have questions, we can call Norman Akers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll be available by phone. He's the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you looking on, are you messing with that? Because I'm moving around. I thought you were doing something over there.
Okay. I think it's in the file.
Yeah, I'm saying we didn't have it up, right? Oh, wait. Sorry. What? That's what I was...
No. Yeah.
Traditional.
Traditional holder budget. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you do on the right side now, huh?
Yeah.
Why is that backwards on this one? I know it is on that, the new computers. Okay. So he did, I did speak with him. He did say it's pretty much relatively the same and that he didn't have any issues or anything in particular to discuss, but he is available if we need him. Congressman Big Horse?
Yeah, just a question. Who else is on the committee with Mr. Akers?
Otto Hamilton Sr. Mary Liz Ricketts. I have to put this in my head. Otto Hamilton Sr. George
Shannon
and Jerry Shaw. And how many is that? Three, four? Norman Akers. And they may, my Aunt Carol Jean Logan was, and the only reason I don't know, because I don't remember the show, she's been ill, you know, so she hasn't been able to come participate lately. So that's the only reason I'm not sure if this was a replacement or if there's actually that many. So that's, those are the people. They have their meetings once a month, typically on a Friday. And I think their meetings are really cool.
So you said it's Otto Hamilton Sr., so there's a vacancy? No?
No, that would be, that's what I'm saying, there's either five or there's six. And and I'm just kind of iffy because I don't remember if that was, they established that she was no longer, like maybe, you know, her term maybe fell off. And then that was a replacement, or if there's actually six.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason I don't know is because she hasn't been able to attend lately, so I don't recall if it was. But I really, they have their meetings upstairs in that conference room, and I think it's really interesting, and they're hilarious.
I love to learn it.
They're really funny.
It's nice.
It's a lot of old stories.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great. I love them. Okay, so it's relatively the same. Like I said, if he want, I can only see that. That's it.
Exactly.
That's and what it shows what that was. What that is. Let's see. It was something like some sort of where are you? I saw you. Oh yeah, in direct costs. Mm-hmm. So that's But they talked about that yesterday. Did they kind of take it from here, put it over here? So apparently they needed to put $139 there, so.
So.
Congressman Maker?
Are we ready to make a motion on this?
Yes, we are.
I'd like to make the motion that the committee has reviewed Section 102, Traditional Culture Advisors Committee, and found it satisfactory to go forward.
Second.
Okay, discussion. All those in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no? Okay. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Yes, that is it. And, okay. Here's the, I meant to send you all an email, but I didn't do it, so I'm sorry. We're here now. Can you all look over Dr. Hunter's, the, I'm not saying you have it, but can you just review again that budget? Because she is out of state all week. But I was going, planning on putting her on Thursday's agenda, her program on Thursday's agenda. So, I know everybody's looked over them, but review that budget again if you have any specific questions or, you know, things that you want to ask her. Email that to me. And I will, okay, I'll follow up with an email so that way you can just respond. But I just wanted to tell you before I forget, but I will get that done today. Email any questions and we can get them to her and she can respond by Thursday. So that way we can just sit down and review it without her being here physically. So we'll get that all taken care of and we'll put her on Thursday's agenda along with the village's budget. And then I think that's it. I think we're done after that. Okay.
What is Dr. Hunter's her budget bill number?
I don't know what section she is. The bill is 1848 because they're all.
Yeah.
But it would be
Section
48. Section
48.
Okay, thank you.
48.
So we'll go back over, and she also stated that hers was relatively the same. And she didn't have any issues with it, but like I said, if we do have new Congress members looking at it, so if you all have specific questions that you wanted to understand something better, then it'd be best coming from her, so we can ask that. But I will put together an email, shoot it out to you, so that we're all kind of in the same feed. And then the villages, and then that would be it. And then next week, we'll start with the cultural, individual appropriation bills, such as Great Horse Community Center and those other appropriation bills. But we just need to get this operating budget completed this week, so. Okay, so entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Best meeting ever.
Thank you.
That's it.
You're done.
Very good fun meeting.